Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry Recco is here. He is sitting in the chair that John Minko sat in for the last couple of days, so I hope that that doesn't rub off on you.
No, I'm good. No rubbing off.
Popping out, maybe?
You guys are so hard on Minko, man. It's unbelievable.
Well, his balls were popping out yesterday.
Yeah, they were popping out.
Yeah, I heard
on
a
regular basis.
I mean,
yes.
Here's a guy that is the sweetest,
yep,
greatest guy around here. Doesn't make
that.
It doesn't,
you said that.
Doesn't,
yeah,
hurt a fly. Doesn't
might be
say
the nicest guy
to anybody.
Around here.
We said that all yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay,
we did.
Good.
No,
called
we
him one of the nicest people I've ever met.
You guys ripped the crap out of him. It's unbelievable.
Just pointed out the obvious.
Yeah, that's all.
What's the obvious?
Well,
how would you describe the obvious?
But you know the sir, I don't what.
Yeah, that's the information.
Yeah, but
yeah. We're having fun.
Is that like an alien language? What is that?
And it's weird. It's almost like he gets nervous to talk to us.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Very strange.
I did do a. You wouldn't like this. You'd get down on Minko for this one. I did a hockey player, Russian hockey player name, and I gave him five. Real Russian hockey players, and I made up five Russian names, and he got 5 out of 10, but he did believe that Vladimir Blutsky was a real hockey player.
Vladimir Blutsky.
Yeah, said
okay.
Vladimir Blutsky. Goes, oh yes, without a doubt, him. Yes, I know a Blutsky. Yeah,
it's a center for the Red Wings.
There was another one, Tatitsov, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Which sounded more real than Blutsky.
Yeah, I know, Pavel Tatitsov, and he's like, oh yes. No, even many years with the Ducks. All right, Jerry is here. He does have an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts in Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. We'll start with the early game first. I know the Yankees lost, so we'll do the good. Mets and Indians yesterday opening up a series at Citi Field. You get the home run from J.D. Davis, gives them the lead. They give it back up. The game's tied at 2-2, and a couple of things here that lead to a Met lead. Number one, an error.
Here's the 2-1 to Panic. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow left. Lindor out. Mercado in. Mercado wants it and drops it. He never had control of it. Panic going to second, and he slides in safely without a throw.
And that is...
Holy
It's amazing that a major league outfielder could drop a ball.
And
like
lost
that.
Focus. I mean, you could tell it was a lollygagging situation. Lost focus for a second, and that was the end of it.
And I
can't
guess,
do that, man. Can't lose focus out there. It's a major league game. Pop up can of corn. Doesn't matter what it is.
That's Oscar Mercado. And look, by the way, the size of his glove. It looked like he was catching a golf ball.
I know.
What was he? And I know the outfielder uses a bigger glove. The thing was, yeah. Anyway,
a fishing net
for that. Here's what it led to. Michael Conforto at the dish.
Here's the 1-2 to Conforto. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Puig's going to just watch it go. And it is gone right to the front of the Shea Bridge. A two-run homer for Michael Conforto, number 27 on the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-2. And did he ever launch that one?
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Biatch!
Yeah, put him up 4-2. They'd wind up winning 9-2. And Al and I, we do a warm-up show, 5:45 to 6 every morning. We always discuss streaming. So I do streaming at home. I have, you know.
You stream?
I stream.
Yeah.
On the internet. So we have the cable in one room, but then I stream in all the other rooms.
Nice.
And we've always discussed how they haven't perfected the streaming yet. Now, part of that would be the delay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Roku in much of our home. So we were, you know, PlayStation View is what we stream. So I'm sitting there, and my son gives a pump fist. He's like, nice. I'm like, what's nice? And then Ten's here, like, just watch. This stupid, what do you call it? The alerts on the phone. We're like 30, 40 seconds behind.
So wait.
I know you can turn them off. I get it, but it just takes
away.
So
you're getting a notification on the phone before
live.
It's actually happening. Yes.
Before it happens on the TV.
Yeah, on the stream.
Is behind on the stream, 30
yeah.
or 40 seconds. Yeah.
Killer. I don't know the answer to this, but you know how the radio and the TV are not in sync?
Sure. Yep.
So you now have another thing. You have the streaming.
Right.
So that is obviously not in sync.
No, we were 30 seconds behind.
Yeah. Why is it lagging so much?
I mean, it's all different technology run by different companies and different machines. It's a hard thing to sync up, you know? I don't know.
The radio is the fastest. That's the most live.
That's the best.
Right, because we're at a delay at that point, and then it's just
bouncing off a satellite.
Right, just straight to the air.
Straight to the air.
Yeah, exactly. You got to turn it off, man, when you're at home watching the game.
But
turn
it's
it
when
off.
You forget to. And then yeah. It's just, that's a pain. Anyway, the Mets now 65-60 on the season. They did break it open. In the seventh, putting up a bunch of runs. Here's Mickey Callaway. This lineup, like, wow.
They're relentless, right? They're relentless in their approach, no matter who comes in.
Savages in the box in Queens.
Savages.
Now, Conforto did strike out twice against Bieber, the first time on three pitches, the second time on just four pitches. That third at bat, though, he got him for the home run. What was different?
I think Bieber made some pretty good pitches to him the first two. You know, Conforto's a dangerous hitter, and you better make your pitches all night or he's going to do some damage. And he left one in the wrong spot, and Conforto got him.
27 home runs on the season now for Conforto on SNY, the approach versus Bieber.
I wanted to stay short. I wanted to get a base hit, you know, to bring that run in, and you know, I put a good swing on it.
And it went out of the park. Here was Steven Matz. He wasn't terrible. He went into the seventh inning. He gets his eighth win. Why good?
Me and Wilson just had a good game plan going in. We're just keeping him off the fastball, you know, cutting him in, changeups away, fastballs in. We just had a good mix going, and it was effective.
Wilson Ramos, most of his strikeouts were caught looking, which was interesting. Here was Mickey Callaway praising a couple of relievers that wound up throwing in spots last night. They are, of course, Justin Wilson and Luis Avilon.
Justin, coming back, normalized our bullpen a little bit, took some pressure off of some guys. Avilon as well.
And Avilon as well.
Good job. Then, you know, now tonight you got Stroman.
Yep.
So now Stroman has been okay.
Yeah, he's been average. Yeah.
He's been fiery. Mm-hmm. He's been emotional. He's been okay.
Yeah.
It's not been great.
Now would be a good time for him to be great. Is that
now
what you're saying?
Now would be a good time for him to, you know, settle down. All the nonsense is over with. Let's just settle down. You're ready for this big moment. Keeps telling us that.
Right. He does.
Well, he gets the start tonight. Mets 11-1 in their last 12 games at Citi Field. They remain two games out in the wild card race. Late start for the Yankees in Oakland. Early on, though, you get home runs from Matt Olson and Mark Canna. And then later on, the A's pretty much put it away.
Herman. Swung on and line. There's a base hit to left, but toward the line, racing after it is Maven. Heading for third is Herman. They're going to wave him. The relay throw will be late. Around second goes Semien. He's trapped and tagged out.
But it was an RBI double. Put Oakland up 4-1. 6-2 the final score. John Sterling on the fan as the A's take the series opener. Oakland moving to 19 games over 572-53. An error by Cameron Maben in the sixth leads to a couple of runs. Homer Bailey, 5 2/3 for the win. Here's Aaron Boone. Thoughts on Herman. He does suffer the loss. He's 16-3, 5 1/3, 6 runs, 5 earned.
I thought he was okay, just not overly sharp.
And Homer,
you know what's amazing is that Oakland and Tampa Bay both are, you know, within a game of each other, or half a percentage point of each other, I should say. They think about their salary and everything else that goes into what they do. And it kind of flies in the face of the big money market teams, right?
Sure, but I mean, generally it's a team that makes a lot of money or spends a lot of money that wins a World Series. I mean, I guess the exception to that was the Royals recently. But those teams, they do well, they get to a certain point, and then that's the end of it. I mean, the Rays, that season that they had last year was spectacular. I mean, they won 90 games. That team might win 92, 93 this year.
But they're not going anywhere.
But they're not going anywhere. So that right there is a difference.
You wouldn't
think
so.
It is. I mean, it's a borderline miracle.
But it's a playoff team.
I mean, do the Rays have – I mean, the Rays essentially with Snell and his injury have one starting pitcher right now in Charlie Morton.
They've lost two in a row, and the Rays are 73-54. The A's are 72-53.
Pesky.
Pesky A's and Rays. That's the way you got to look at it, I think.
If you want some positives here, you did get home runs from Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge. Here was Boone, positive with the Judge home run.
To really get into one like he did was good to see, and hopefully something that he continues to build that momentum.
Now, Judge was on yes, as that shot was 460-something feet. He was on yes with Meredith. Interesting exchange between the two.
Were you encouraged not only by the results of the home run, but where you hit that ball?
Why does that matter?
Because it's the first ball that you've hit that direction for a home run this season.
Really?
Hey.
those big balloons in the S booth?
Meredith asked. That's a good question.
It is. It just was icy cold.
It was icy.
That's very not Aaron Judge-like. Though,
it's
right?
Exactly what I thought. Man, I wonder if there's something between the two. Yeah,
maybe no. Something between the two.
I don't think there's anything
thing between. There's nothing between the two.
Why? I just think it's Judge being annoyed.
What do you mean between the two?
You have players and reporters that sometimes just don't get along.
Oh, that kind of thing.
Yeah, what'd you think I meant?
I don't know.
No, I knew what Jerry meant. He didn't mean like
I see what you
didn't mean like a relationship.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean sometimes. No, Eddie.
Jesus.
No. I mean, sometimes certain players and reporters don't mix. That's all.
I never mixed like with Canizero.
You know, like him.
That's not that I didn't like him. It's just that, you know, he would cover the game on Sunday and then he'd give me an F on Wednesday in the newspaper. I'm like, why are you not coaching me? Why are you giving me grades? And then you want me to stand here and you want me to discuss with you the upcoming next game.
The old report card in the paper.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
Man. Wow. The NFL tried to tell us as players, you know, you got to deal with these guys, the beat writers. They're there every day. They're just trying, you know, to cover the team and put the news out there. Okay, so we'll give them that respect because they're there every day and, they got to work. But then on Tuesday, they take that hat off and they put on their editorial hat and they start giving out their own opinions.
Right.
And now I got to go back to work the next day with the guy and say, hey, you gave me an F, you dumbass. What's wrong with you?
How would Boomer the player handle Manish if he was covering you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I gave Mark Canizero a gift, though. I gave him the Strunk and White book of, punctuation and grammar.
Oh, that's nice. Let's see what
you're doing. Here you go, guy. Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy.
J-Hat Mike Fires, none of the fan at 9:25. Elsewhere in baseball, Dodgers smashed the Blue Jays 16-3. Clayton Kershaw, six innings, 13th win. He passed Sandy Koufax, most wins by a Dodger lefty. Here's Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, it's special for sure. You know, I think, what Sandy means to this organization and what Sandy means to me personally, it's an incredible thing. You know, something I never thought was going to happen.
Great career, great season. Twins over the White Sox, 14-4. Astros beat the Tigers, 6-3. George Springer homers, Jose Altuve homers, Martin Maldonado homer. The problem is Carlos Correa and Aaron Sanchez heading to the injured list for them. Cubs over the Giants, 5-3. Cardinals defeat the Brewers, 9-4. Braves, Phillies, Pirates all win as well. The Pirates beat the Nationals 4-1. Nationals reliever Hunter Strickland injured his face in a weightlifting accident before the game Tuesday, but they say he will be available to pitch tonight. Ex-major leaguers, and they did play for the Mets, Octavio Dotel and Luis Castillo reportedly arrested in the Dominican Republic as part of a major drug trafficking investigation. It says they had raids on 14 or 15 clubs, restaurants, hotels. This was a pretty big deal. They're not sure exactly what they did in this case, but they did something. And so that's not good.
You never hear any news out of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
this is a little bit different hearing that.
NFL, Baker Mayfield did try to clarify his comments about Daniel Jones in that magazine article. Quote, this was on Instagram. Quote, this is not what I said, just so we're clear. I also said I was surprised I got drafted number one, then was talking about the flaws in evaluating quarterbacks, where I brought up winning being important. Reporters and media will do anything to come up with a clickbait story. Heard nothing but good things and wish nothing but the best for Daniel. At Browns camp, Freddie Kitchens was asked what he thought of Mayfield saying what he said in the article.
You know, he's got the ability to decide whatever he wants, but that was during the draft when that was going on. I mean, he's a football fan also, so I don't really have any comment for it. I'm pretty sure he would.
So my question is, were these comments made
back in April?
So they were just writing the story now?
Well, they were writing the story and following him around back then, and then they bring it out towards, you know, the start of the NFL season.
So you hold the comments for months and months and months until the right time strikes.
This is what happens a lot. Like I said to Gio this morning, I don't necessarily think he said basically what we all said at the time. Like, wow, Daniel Jones was going number six.
I'm going to be honest with you. To me, it means a lot less knowing now that he made the comments in April.
Yes.
I thought it was a lot worse if he was saying this last week. How I took it yesterday when the story came out.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't know it was back in April either. I just don't.
This is a nothing.
It's a nothing story.
So Baker Mayfield is right that it is all about clickbait. And it's all about how reporters take things out of context, put them in their words, and then try to make themselves relevant by putting it out there on social media. Look what Baker Mayfield said about Daniel Jones, when in actuality, he didn't say nearly what it was portrayed to us that he had said.
I don't know. It's still that one line in there, though.
But now it means it's a lot different to me if it happened in April.
But doesn't that point still hold that we talked about yesterday, that if this were Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, any of these guys
still true,
at the draft, they wouldn't
have
said that.
I also need to see how he said it. Because the way he's quoted yesterday seems like they twisted the words and made it a story.
Baker seems like a guy who would stand by comments if he actually made them. So the fact that it went out of his way does say something to me, but whatever. Daniel Jones handled it great.
A couple of other quickies here. One more on Kitchens. Does he believe his team has a bullseye on their backs because of everything that's gone on there and the personalities around them?
I don't know what a bullseye is. I don't know what that is. Does anybody know? Does anybody know what a bullseye is? If they're not trying to beat our ass and we're not trying to beat their ass, I don't know what else you do.
I like this guy.
I feel like as soon as he was done with that, he just started like mowing the grass at the practice field. You know, just spitting. You know what I'm saying?
You might be very right. You might be right. The Cowboys signed linebacker Jalen Smith to a 5-year extension, $64 million. $35 million guaranteed. Jerry Jones getting stuff done with this signing.
This is a contract store. Y'all been barging my ass to get a contract store out there with you for the last 3 weeks.
Well, here you go. You got one. He says Smith is battle-tested, and he likes that.
If you're going to climb in a foxhole,
oh God,
it's better to be in there with somebody that's been shot at and hit than somebody that hadn't been shot at, or if he has, missed. Burn some wagons and float to Mississippi.
I love this guy, Jerry Jones. General Patton.
Now, if you go back to after the game in Hawaii on Saturday night, where you had the good game from Tony Pollard, here's the big thing that made headlines: the exchange with Jerry Jones in terms of Ezekiel Elliott after Pollard ran it really well.
Ezekiel.
He's got joke.
Jesus, God.
It's, like, it's not that funny, dude.
We're having some fun.
Not at your expense.
He's sitting there waving at the camera, not a big deal.
You know, it's amazing. Could you imagine covering that team as an everyday reporter dealing with this nonsense?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I like kidding this me? Guy. Be awesome.
And by the way, I mean, they're going to have a really good defense, man. They got these two stud linebackers. Yeah, but the stud linebackers, Van Der Esch. Forget Sean Lee and all that stuff. It's about Jalen Smith and Van Der Esch. Those guys are awesome players, man.
Yeah.
They fly
Sean Lee's
the ball.
A part-time player at this point.
Right. Because he can never stay healthy.
Right. He's also not as young and quick as Van Der Esch. Ezekiel Elliott didn't like that, of course. Through his representatives.
No,
it was insulting.
Oh, it's insulting. Don't insult me.
Here's what Jones had to say.
Look, I've earned the right with Zeke to joke. Period.
Right.
I've earned that.
So have you guys had any conversations since then at all?
No. Okay. But let me be real clear about it. I've earned that right to joke.
So basically, shut up.
That's exactly what we said yesterday, right? Yeah. I mean, Jerry Jones had his back during that whole suspension thing. He was fighting for him. That was his guy. He's fighting the NFL. I mean, and disrespectful. You want to talk about disrespectful? Some of the behavior Ezekiel Elliott's done was disrespectful, pulling that woman's top down. And was that not disrespectful? But his Jerry Jones, the guy who's had your back from day one, makes one joke about you because you're not showing up to training camp. And that's
good morning.
Do you think Jerry Jones ever pulled the top down?
Chargers saw wide receiver Dontrell Inman.
No discussion on that, I guess.
I know. The Clippers hired Tyronn Lewis, assistant coach. Lakers working out Dwight Howard and Joakim Noah, and former Cavaliers head coach David Blatt announcing he is battling MS.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. And he announced that yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.